You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. The CDC issues new guidance for people who are vaccinated, young teens start getting shots, and the pandemic rages in South Asia. Here's what you should know. Last Thursday, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced that fully vaccinated Americans can forego masks and social distancing in most indoor or outdoor settings. Masks will still be required for everyone on public transportation and may still be necessary elsewhere depending on state or local laws and individual businesses' mask policies. Healthcare settings, such as a hospital or doctor's office, also have their own guidelines. President Biden touted the announcement as a milestone and urged eligible Americans who haven't yet to get vaccinated. This past Monday, the FDA determined that the Pfizer-BioNTech shot is safe for use in children ages 12 to 15. Following a recommendation from the CDC 2 days later, younger teens across the country began getting vaccinated. The CDC has added that kids can get other routine immunizations within 2 weeks of receiving their COVID shots. Fortunately, this news comes well before the new school year begins and earlier than many expected. But even if schools are able to largely resume in-person classes next fall, they will likely look different than they did pre-pandemic. And earlier last week, the World Health Organization added a fourth mutation to its list of variants of concern, B1617, which was first detected in India. The strain was reclassified because it seems to be more transmissible and may be more resistant to protections and treatments. The WHO reported last Wednesday that new cases in the country accounted for half of the total reported cases in the world in the last week. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.